All right, so our friend, the Oreo Hunter, who sends us, all the different Oreos, recently sent us a package with not only Oreos, but pumpkin spice flavored Twinkies. Now, they've been sitting in here for a month, unopened, and the debate has become who would open them first. Jeez. It's become such a thing. It's the first thing I look at when I walk into the studio every morning. I'm like, oh, still sealed.
Same. And over the past week, Biggie, I don't know if you know this, but Kelly has said before the shows in this office, I think I might have one of them Twinkies.
Mm, yeah. Oh, see, I didn't know
he's
that.
He's weakening. He's cracking.
Well, what he does around me when he gets in here, he goes, Twinkies still closed. You know BB Shea's when I open those.
Yep, figured.
Put it all on BB Shea.
So what did you say to me today when I walked in, Biggie?
Well, the box of Twinkies had been unsealed, and I said, it's broke. Breaking news, the Twinkie box is broken. Somebody's eating it.
I did it. I opened the Twinkie box.
It was you.
Yeah, let me tell you why.
You finally cracked.
The fantasy football season has started, and my co-commissioner in one of the leagues, that's right, in one of the leagues yesterday said, we have to do our podcaps. Now, podcaps.
Is a word you invented?
It's a word we invented. Recapping the week in the league where the two of us discuss the ins and outs of every team.
Sad.
And then we send that to every single member of the league as a podcast. So by the time it's done, 9 people have heard our podcast.
Do you know? I have a couple of follow-ups. Mm. Are you taking questions?
Yes, I am.
Can you tell how many members of the league actually view or take in the podcast?
We can. There are 12 teams in the league. So two of them are immediately.
Two are in this room.
In the room doing
it. So that means 10 more.
Right. That's right.
So two watched it happen. What about the other 10?
I'm going to say on average we get 6. I'm going to say 6 out of the 10. And I think some of
them. Which is insulting.
It is. Because we take, it's a lot of time.
Yes.
To do it.
Follow up to my follow up, if I may.
Chris.
Again.
No other fantasy football league in the world does this.
That's right. That's right. No other fantasy football team.
Where members of the league talk about the league to other members of the league.
That's right. We used to send out a mailer. We used to send
it out. It used to be it used to be written form.
And that took hours. And my co-commissioner said, let's do it in podcast form. Let's move. And I said, I've got the perfect facility.
We're moving to the 21st century.
That's right. And sometimes he does it with other members of the league. They'll get together. He's always on it. He's our main commissioner. But yesterday, it was week one. He goes, man, I'm in a fix. I need you this week. And I said, I'll be there for you. I said, but I have a very narrow window. I had yesterday at 1:30 p.m. He goes, I will meet you at the radio station at 1:30. I said, okay.
Count on me.
All right, I said, okay.
You cleaned up?
Okay.
I did. I showered at the gym. I go to the gym. I clean up, shower.
You cleaned his workstation, which is also mine.
It's Chris Dibb's workstation. I cleaned it up real good. I plugged in headphones for him.
I got you all ready.
I turned it up. I got my NFL on Fox Music ready to go. I studied the podcasts. I studied every game so I would know what to say. And I arrived at 1:25 p.m.
Is it Bijan or Bijan?
I arrived at 1:25. And I texted him. I said, just text me when you get here. Because I'll get you. I've got your seat.
We'll get going.
I put a pillow in his seat, and I was ready for him. And 1:30 comes, and I start doing a little work in here. You can do a little recording. And
there's always something to do.
There's always something to do, you know. So I do this and that.
Watching the door.
Yep.
Waiting for the text.
Waiting. Mm-hmm. Now it's like 1:35, 1:40. I said, buddy, where are you? You know, nothing. Get nothing back from him. I'm like, okay, he's not here yet. He's a few minutes late. Well, now it's like, 10 till 2. Well, I only had until like 2:30. And the podcasts themselves take almost an hour.
Oh, God.
Why?
Oh,
that's right, because you guys throw in banter before you get into the meat of the podcast.
I have some great stuff on Jaws. he and I both saw Jaws in IMAX, and I had some new
stuff. You felt you had to share it with the 10 people in the group?
I noted them. I wrote some written notes.
They called the shark Bruce on set?
I had all these things.
I would bet that's the most fast-forwarded through 4 minutes. Of your podcast
without
by the other
doubt.
Members.
Oh, it's longer than 4 minutes. It's like 25 minutes. Oh.
And then you get to football?
Then another 25 on the football, yeah. So now it's like, 5 minutes to 2, and I'm like, I don't think I have time. I can't do it. And so I text him and said, I think I'm going to have to leave. And
no reply from him whatsoever.
None. And I was getting ready to text his wife and say, I'm a little worried about him because he didn't show and he always shows. And so right as I'm about to walk out of this room, I get a text back from him. He says, sorry, man, got trapped by the boss. What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
That I looked down.
There's a box of pumpkin spice Twinkies.
Just stick around a few more minutes. I'm on the way. I know you're not busy.
I ripped open that box and I opened that Twinkie.
Did it smell like a Twinkie or smell like pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin spice. And I bit into it and I had it halfway down my throat and I said, no. And I raced to the bathroom and spit it in the toilet.
The toilet?
And flushed it.
Crying on the toilet floor.
Abandoned again, and then
stood up,
holding half of a Twinkie and the other half in the toilet, watching it swirl down the bowl. Terrible. Ugh. Terrible. And so he said, I'll figure something out, man. Don't worry about it. And that's all there was to it.
I feel like this might be the death of the podcast. The podcaps.
Week one.
Yeah.
Rough. And they have not. I've yet to see a podcap in my inbox, so I don't know what'll come of them. I almost like Biggie to try them. They were terrible.
But Biggie likes pumpkin spice.
Yeah, I don't like pumpkin spice.
I just didn't want to be the first one to open them because, you know.
I did it in a moment of weakness.
Yeah, if I open them first, it's like an alarm would go off. Be like, burp, burp, told you, it's the fat one.
I know. But I thought it was terrible. I don't like pumpkin spice, but I thought it'll be okay.
Yeah.
I thought it'll be okay. I thought it was terrible. So I didn't have any problem dumping it in the toilet. And
did anybody see any of this in the building?
No, but there is video of the hallway, you know.
Yeah, you're here that late. You get the old, what are you doing here?
Yeah. No, nobody even was. There were very few people here. I raced past Littlest Patriot, and he's like, Jesus. So he did. I guess he saw it, yeah.